Founding Guns N' Roses guitarist Izzy Stradlin has resurfaced after leaving the band last November with a debut solo album called Izzy Stradlin and the Juju Hounds. A stripped-down unit featuring former Georgia Satellites guitarist Rick Richards, Broken Homes bassist Jimmy Ashurst, and one-time Bob Dylan drummer Charlie Quintana.
Do you like the idea of being like a front man, like all the focus in the band being on you?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it's nothing I planned or really had inspiration to do, but at the same time, it's like, you know, why not? It's like, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, especially, I mean, after being a band with Axl, it's like, who am I going to get, you know?
It was reported that Stradlin had left Guns N' Roses because he was tired of touring. But the guitarist says that's not entirely true, that the real problem was personal.
I've got no problem, really, with touring. I think I got a bad rap on all that, but you know what I mean? It's like,
what was the actual story then?
I had a bus, they had a plane, and I beat them to the gig. You get to the point where you're like, you know, am I going to carry on like this, or am I not, you know? And I said, I'm not.
So Stradlin took what he figured was a well-deserved break.
I went on a trip across the states. I went to Grand Canyon and New Orleans and Florida, and I surfed and just, you know, around going, what do I do now? You know, I was in Guns N' Roses.
Time fills the pages, turn the page. Time will not stop, it will have its way with you.
Then he got the Juju Hounds together and recruited some guest stars, such as Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones, a band whose influence is clearly apparent on Stradlin's own album.
You know, I'm a big fan of Keith and Ronnie and the Stones.
A veteran of giant stadiums and arenas, Stradlin says he's looking forward to a scaled-down club tour with the Juju Hounds.
It's just more of a case of, you know, back to ground one. Low budge, let's just go play, you know.
Nobody, hey, hey.
Hey, this is BJ. You're listening to Rock and or Roll. Recording those Use Your Illusion episodes made me realize that I really should do an episode about Izzy Stradlin's solo career, because I've always been a fan, and I'm not sure how familiar other people are with his work. Izzy has released 11 solo albums since he left Guns N' Roses in 1991. Lots of good stuff. So this is a bonus episode devoted to the solo career of Izzy Stradlin. Izzy Stradlin was born Jeffrey Dean Isbell on April 8, 1962 in Lafayette, Indiana. His father was an engraver and his mother worked for the phone company. They divorced when he was 8 years old. The nickname Izzy obviously is derived from his last name, Isbell, and it dates back to his school years. He first met a troublemaker named Bill Bailey, later W. Axl Rose, at Jefferson High School in Lafayette in the mid-70s. Izzy played drums in the school band, and that's also what he played in the first punk and rock bands that he would join. After he barely graduated from high school in 1979 at the age of 17, and immediately ditched Indiana and headed for Los Angeles. Izzy hitchhiked to Hollywood and somehow ended up the drummer in a punk band called Naughty Women, then another band called The Atoms. But when part of his drum kit was stolen, he sold the rest of it, bought a bass, and joined a band called Shire. He then changed his mind again and decided to become a guitar player instead. Being the guitarist, quote, seemed cooler than being the drummer, and also it was, quote, easier to write songs. At this point, Izzy was living in a small apartment in Huntington Beach, an LA suburb, and his old Indiana pal, Bill Bailey, would sometimes crash at his place on periodic visits to LA. Quote, he came out like 3 times before he stayed. Then, probably at the end of 82, he came back out with this girl and rented an apartment, and that's when he finally stayed. Bill Bailey, not sure when he adopted the name Axl Rose, but he formed a band called Rapid Fire, and was then a part of a band called LA Guns at some point. In 1983, Izzy and Axl formed Hollywood Rose, and in January of 1984, that band recorded a 5-song demo. The band broke up in August of 1984. Izzy briefly joined Sunset Strip staple London, formed a short-lived band called Stalin, and then in December of 84, Izzy and Axl reunited as Hollywood Rose. Eventually, LA Guns and Hollywood Rose merged and became a band called Guns N' Roses. At some point, guitar player Tracy Guns left to reform LA Guns. He was then replaced by a guitar player named Slash. By June of 1985, the classic GNR lineup was in place. As we all know, after Appetite for Destruction made the band rich and famous, it all went to shit. Izzy somehow lasted all the way through the debacle that became the Use Your Illusion albums, and 5 months of unpredictability and volatility on tour. His departure from Guns N' Roses was officially announced in November of 1991. After leaving Guns N' Roses, Izzy Stradlin retreated back to his hometown of Lafayette, Indiana, began writing new material. He swiftly formed a band, which he called Izzy Stradlin and the Juju Hounds. The band consisted of Izzy on guitar and vocals, guitarist Rick Richards from the Georgia Satellites, Jimmy Ashurst, who was the bassist in a band called Broken Homes, and Charlie Quintana, originally from the LA punk band The Plugs, on drums. So within a year of his departure from Guns N' Roses, Izzy Stradlin had an album out with the Juju Hounds. The record didn't sound very much like Guns N' Roses. It was heavily influenced by the Rolling Stones, and the Faces version of 70s rock wasn't a huge hit, even though the band toured the world. The Juju Hounds just made that one album, and then Izzy moved on with a new rhythm section for his next record, 117 Degrees. On bass, he had former bandmate Duff McKagan, and on drums, Taz Bentley, formerly of Reverend Horton Heat. 117 Degrees would be Izzy's last solo album to really receive any kind of a release in the United States. His third album, Ride On, released in 1999, only came out in Japan. Since 2001, Izzy Stradlin has released 8 more solo albums. Izzy Stradlin did not take part in the recent Guns N' Roses reunion because he was, quote, simply not able to reach a happy middle ground through the negotiation process. Quote, they didn't want to split the loot equally. Simple as that.
Tell them that I send my love.
That was Shuffle It All, the first single from the Izzy Stradlin and the Juju Hounds album, but that was a live version from Paris from 1992. So we heard two songs from the Juju Hounds album, live versions of Somebody's Knockin' and Shuffle It All. Now we're going to hear two songs each from Izzy's next 10 solo albums. So think of this as an Izzy Stradlin mixtape from me to you. If you like what you hear, I think all of these albums are available on iTunes and Amazon, so go check them out. These are definitely albums worthy of your collection, as you will hear right now. Two songs each from 117 Degrees, Ride On, River, On Down the Road, Like a Dog, Miami, Fire, Concrete, Smoke, and Wave of Heat by Izzy Stradlin. Check your points, ignition timing, countdown pressure.
incarcerated in your own brain. Flat living in the underground, moving around, couldn't make a sound.
Sweet caress, the ocean blue. We'll be right back. with you.